Yeah, so I was thinking recently about Audioboo and my wife, who's got RSI, and she can't really use a keyboard and mouse, basically. Now, the way she uses a computer, she uses a computer every single day for work. She uses what's called a foot mouse or a no-hand mouse. Consists of two pedal, one for clicks, one for cursor. She also uses a vertical mouse on the desk, just for when the foot mouse isn't quite accurate enough. She's got a keyboard as well, which she has to use sometimes. She normally uses a Dragon, naturally speaking, for most dictation. Any sort of big chunks of text, but if you have to quickly enter bit of text into a field somewhere, it's usually easier to just do it on the keyboard. I don't think voice recognition is quite there yet, but Audioboo got me thinking about blogging and blogging for people who can't use a normal keyboard or stuff like that. And I'm not sure where this is going, but I'd like to see. I'm going to suggest that my wife starts blogging, and I'm going to suggest that she uses Audioboo because she could turn on the computer. She can log in using foot mouse and voice recognition. At this point, all she's touched so far is the power button on the computer. Fires up Audioboo, either on the computer or on a phone. Fires out a blog and uploads it and tags it, using voice recognition and everything else. And she'll have created a whole blog and sent out to the internet with barely touching the computer. And it doesn't even need to be in text format. It's just an audio format on the web. So not only is it, a straight blog, it's also accessible to people who are blind or at least visually impaired. So it's not only accessible putting it on the web, it's accessible coming off the web. So I'm just wondering about Audioboo as some kind of just a significant step forward in accessibility for blogging on the web. And yeah, I'm gonna have to think about this a bit more and come back to it, I think. But if anyone's got anything interesting to post or any insights, let me know. Cheers.